What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
It is Shuji. Hello, everybody, and we are back after a little break for a pretty fun fucking June. Go follow my social media to find out more about that. And we're getting ready to, we're getting ready for the next batch of Megadeth side in August, especially finally going to see my favorite band of all time, a group I've seen about 5-6 times before. I can't believe I'm getting to go see them again now that I'm 40. It is Oasis, the greatest band of all time. Actually, I was alive for this era. I wasn't alive for I was alive for Prince's Glory Days. What am I talking about? But I was going to say the Beatles I wasn't alive for, but thankfully Oasis are better than the Beatles. So what we've got for today's episode is that I had a returning legendary guest, Little Lemmy and Christian Blatt. And I had a bunch of interview clips and video clips of Oasis from throughout the 90s, even up into the early 2010s, where frankly they were going on TV off the heads. And it was, it's just hilarious the fact that Oasis would openly do this while other people would do it behind closed doors. I love them for it. I think it's great, and I'm very happy with this recording. We just did it. Gotta go ahead and plug the YouTube, because if you want to see the video footage of what these guys did, then you've got to go to Huge Entertainment on YouTube. There you will see the full episode. You will get to see Liam and Noel off their heads completely. I think the term is mongled. I don't know that word either, but I've heard you crazy kids fucking say it these days. So there you go. You'll also get to see Lemmy showing off some leg, and that is what we need in the world at a time like this. We need peace, and we need Lemmy showing off more skin than she usually does. And Christian Blatt was wearing a bra the whole time too. So you can see all that, but then of course, if you want to help support the channel in any way, become a YouTube member or start going through the comments and just start hitting like, sharing videos, all kinds of stuff. Just join in and have a good time. And basically that's it, you know. Oh, I will also say my social media, I'm at the Hughie on Twitter, at the Hughie on Instagram. Have fun. Just everybody relax and have a good time together. Or don't, who gives a shit. So I think that's enough of a plug. This background music, by the way, is a song called, I should say, it's music called Goodbye by a guy called Kevin Shields from the soundtrack to Lost in Translation. So there you go. I shows you how highbrow I am and woke, because I was made by a woman. We're going to go straight into this. Speaking of women, we're going to get a listen to Lemmy, and we're going to say to Christian and Lemmy, and of course Liam and Noel, hello. I've been proven right this whole time. I said for years, GTA is the greatest game series of all time, and the world is now stopped because GTA 6 is on the way. And I've said to anyone that will listen that the greatest band of all time that there will ever be is Oasis. They announced a reunion tour. It immediately becomes the biggest tour in the history of time. So once again, I've been proven right. And speaking of right, we're talking about people who vote on the right politically. And we're going to introduce someone here. It is the great Christian Damsey. Christian, how are you doing today?
Hello, Husey. It's fantastic to be joining you from a parking lot. I'm this close to a McDonald's because I want everybody to know just how American I am right now. But I didn't want to miss out on what seemed like it was going to be the most fun live stream of the day. That's what people are saying. People are saying.
I'm a neurotic nerd who likes to sleep with little girls.
And also joining us today so far is the excellent little Lemmy. Lemmy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fucking great. How you doing?
I don't fucking mark out because a girl has big tits.
So, yeah. So what we're doing today is, and this is going to be a little bit of a technical mess because I'm still, because I take breaks between doing these streams. So I can't really remember how to use this technology. So we're going to be talking about this gentleman. Of course, I should have had this prepared. And here we go.
I don't know about you, Lemmy, but I'm excited.
In the Savage Garden looks like shit.
My favorite Oasis song is Breakfast at Tiffany's. That's them, right?
Yeah, my favorite Oasis song is Truly, Madly, Deeply.
Right. So if I go full screen on this, there we go. This is going great.
People in the Houses of Parliament, man, they were bigger heroin addicts and like cocaine addicts than anyone in this room right now. And it's all about honesty at the end of the day. If he's done that, fair enough. Everybody does it. You do 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 it. And you do it. He doesn't do it. Because he's a Buddhist. Right? No, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I mean, as soon as people realise that the majority of the people in this country take drugs, then, I mean, the better off we'll all be. It's not like a scandalous sensation. Drugs, it's like, you know, it's like getting up and having, you know, it's like getting up and having a cup of tea in the morning. And, you know, and some people realise that, then when I say it's a innit? Do you want a line?
See? Wait a minute. That is the type of humour we're going for. Christian, in America, what is the opinion of Oasis generally?
Opinion of Oasis is that, you know, they had three great albums and then they fell off the face of the earth. And then people liked how much they would fight with each other, especially online. It's like a, you know, here in the U.S., our version of Oasis is the Black Crowes, you know, because we have Chris and Rich Robertson who also hated each other, but they got back together for way less money much sooner.
Well said.
I see Lemmy, but I don't see Husey.
Oh, good. Lemmy, you're sort of kind of an Oasis fan. Audio version.
I thought I hated Oasis, actually. I thought I hated Oasis. Turns out I just hate Wonderwall.
That is exactly my problem, is that they've just come back on this reunion tour and the set list is quite disappointing. It is generic as generic gets. And it's like, come on, why are you doing a reunion tour for the casuals? People are spending thousands, if not hundreds, for these tickets. It's okay to play the album track from years ago, all that sort of shit. Let's get, you know. But what we're going to do today, Lemmy, is we're going to guess the drugs, because Oasis have got a real habit of legitimately living the life of rock and roll stars, and they never hid the fact that they were getting fucked up. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you, well, we're Christian's admission at the minute, we're going to let you guess which drug they were on, because I have it all planned out. I mean, I have it all researched, so I know what they're doing, okay?
Okay. They're not all cocaine, are they?
Not all.
Okay, okay, okay.
Well, that's what we'll be able to show very soon. Right, so this one... this is from 2010. It's after Oasis had broke up. So see if you can guess what Liam's on during this.
Yeah, this is the moment they caught up with Liam Gallagher. Yeah.
Yeah. So how does it feel to win the best album of 30 years at the Brits?
Well, 30 years? I don't think we deserved it, like, because like, there's been some great hours, but if we're going to fucking get invited, then I'm going to turn up and have it, and I'm going to fucking like play the game. Especially with these missus out there who fucking standing like some bird ass. I've been sober before, and I've been pushed over, and I got up and I fucking carried on, like, yeah. So he's sitting there going, hey, you pushed me bird over, she's silver.
Who's
I was
it?
Gold
who?
And I was bronze too.
Who? Baby. Who are you talking about?
Just bird over.
Oh my God, we have so many things going on.
Can't wait to hear.
Okay, well, we love you, and well done.
No, it was nice, it was nice.
Well done, babe.
Now, can we all take loads of Class A drugs, like?
Join us after the break.
What do you think, Lemmy? What do you think Liam was on there?
Ecstasy.
Well, no, I can tell you that from research, the answer is... See? Like, I remember that event I watched it live. Liam won, or Oasis won an award for a classic album. He thanked everybody but his brother. He threw the microphone into the audience. He fucking he got away with Christian is back. He got away with he gave the award away and he called the presenter a fat bastard. So it was a good one. Did you see that video clip at all, Christian?
Of it, and I don't know if we're getting multiple choice, but my money is on speed. I don't know what they call that in the UK, but it's still very popular.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to do a nice one, a duo where Liam and Noel were both. Has America ever heard of a TV show called Top of the Pops?
Is that nope. Was that the show that was hosted by the really funny guy who did a lot of kids charities, Jimmy Savile? I believe he's beloved there to this day.
Yeah, it was also hosted by a guy called Dave Lee Travis, who also spotless sense of humor. Kids, go look up David Lee Travis, and if you get the chance, go visit him. Don't tell your parents, just turn up to the house and make sure you've got your bra done. Okay, kids, right. So this one, I think, will be interesting to see. Right.
Okay. What is going on in this room now? Come on, next door.
Yeah, the main question I have, we'll start with Lemmy on this one. Can you understand what he was saying, Liam?
No.
Well, Christian, can you understand what Liam is saying?
Times as I've seen Train Spotting, I know that's a different language that they speak in that film. Can you give it to us one more time and I'll try to pick it out?
Oh, well this is Liam and Noel together, and this was them behind the scenes at Top of the Pops. And at the time of this video clip, they had already had their first album was a mega smash hit. So they were all told, you know, once the royalties come in, they're going to be seven figures. So you guys have made it big. And on top of that, they just put out a second album that was enormous. So they're thinking, if we're making tens of millions off this first album, fuck knows what we're going to get coming. This is going to be an amazing time to be us. So this is them backstage at the Top of the Pops. enjoying their free time.
What is going on in this room now? Because what's next door to boys on you? Go in there and be like, hey, fuck. Oh, Jesus Christ, this fucking, we've got to get this fucking thing together now, because like, it's not in time. And like, if it's not in time, this fucking mean you're going like, hey, you go in there, Dave, and it's like, well, hey, come on, hey, I've been in this room, and it's like, you know, it's a funny farm, and that's what it's all about. It's like, do what you friggin' want. If you want to go like, that, do it, because it don't mean nothing. If you want to go, oh, do that. If you want to go, hey, fuck, man. Like, do that. But if you want to just do this, what I'm doing here now, just do it, like, because it's like, oh,
this is an advert. I'm not taking drugs.
Oh, this is an advert.
It's not getting into chemicals with these big time.
Hey, people who know that I have not been a fucking, I've never been an abuser. No one's, I've never been an abuser. I've been a user. I've never been an abuser, man. And they know. They do drugs, they do the air, man. Yeah, man. And that is it. And that is it. And I'm right, you know. That makes
money. Christian. If you could understand what he was saying there, what was Liam Gallagher on in that clip?
My takeaway from what he's saying is that now that you're famous, you realize you have to be at least a little bit gay. So I think he's on Poppers to sort of celebrate the coming out. I think if Jimmy Savile was anywhere near that studio, he would have embraced it. I might be way off, but that's my takeaway.
Lemmy, what would you say Liam was on there?
I'm going to say he had been up drinking and doing cocaine, but this is like the middle of day two.
Like a second win?
Yeah.
Okay, well, not the correct answer is Liam had been... See? They were totally fucked, and I love it. And interesting trivia fact for you American racists, Liam and Noah are actually Irish. Their parents are both from Ireland. It just so happens that they were born and conceived in Manchester, but they're actually Irish. They're 100% Irish blood. So we win again up the... Well, not, I'm not sad because I can flag...
Does that mean that their parents were cousins, or that their cousins are their parents? Which one does that mean?
Well, I think that's an unfair generalization, because we haven't seen what her arse looked like back in the day.
It's actually a really good point. If anybody can find out, it's you, Husey.
Yeah, and everybody knows that if your cousin, it's legal if your cousin has a nice arse. Quote me. Right, so up next, we've got a null one. I really should have learned how to use this third time in a row. The backstory to this one, right, is they had just been doing a live in-store for their second album had just come out. And shock horror, they had a massive argument during the performance. Liam walked off in the middle of it and went to the bar. So Noel was left to do it acoustically by himself. So this is a fan-recorded interview with Noel. Audio may be a little dodgy, because this was back from 1995, 30 years ago. So I was 10. No, I was, yeah, I was 10. So I was 10 years old, obsessed with drug-addled rock stars. But here is what is Noel Gallagher on?
Biggest rival?
Beatles are our biggest rivals.
Are you going to be as famous as the Beatles?
That's up to you. It doesn't matter, we're better than Blur, that's all that matters.
Were you disappointed that Blur's record made more sales than yours did?
No. Give a shit. It's about time they were number one. Teeny Bopper Group. Bag of shite.
Is your brother serious about stealing Damon's girlfriend, Justin?
Give a shit. Not bothered.
What,
Okay, anybody watching the video version, let me just flash the a little bit of leg, so I'll have to use this.
Drop. Having a quick wank.
That's the whole point of the video version. Lemmy, what did you think of Noel there, and what did you think he was under the influence of?
I'm going to go with written asylum. He said, okay, maybe you want pills. I think it's pills. It's either pills or alcohol.
Let's be more specific, because pills is quite an easy generalization.
Downers? I don't know pills. I don't know. What's a downer? What's a good downer pill? A Xanax. I'm going to guess Xanax.
No, the answer is...
What was that? Pesticide?
Ecstasy.
Oh.
they used to do a lot of E's before performing, which was a really weird choice because they're a rock band. Why would you want to take the dance music drug to sit around and do... there he is again. To sit around and do the thing. Did you catch that one at all, Christian?
I did not, because my phone came up with a warning that said it was too hot. So I had to let it cool down. So that clip was too hot for my cell phone.
Well, this next clip that I've got for you is a two-parter, which I will fuck up again. Yes. So this was from a TV show called Hotel Babylon. This was during the real peak, or not the peak, yeah, basically the peak of Oasis popularity, where the money had come in, the royalties, they were now able to start buying expensive drugs, expensive clothes, more drugs, all kinds of stuff. But they were now also legitimate celebrities, so they would get invited on a TV show. So here's part one, and we'll see if you can guess from part one what these gentlemen were on.
Hey, Noel Gallagher, nice to have you back.
Evening.
I actually thought you'd been banned for sparking off that incident the last time you were here.
You're going to ban me then?
Yeah. Am I going to ban you?
Yeah.
I don't know, it depends how well you behave this time around.
I'll try.
You try your best.
Yeah.
But there's carrot juice and celery through there when you're ready. Mm-hmm. I know how much you love crudities.
So. I do indeed.
You do?
I do. Great group.
Well, I'll leave Beth here to search for your bags for contraband. And in the meantime, here's a fantastic band. They formed in Camden Town, London in 1988, where they spearheaded their way through the much-hyped and Little Miss shoegazing scene.
Probably shit. Interesting fact, that woman's name is Danny Bear, so that means that even when she's clothed, you can see her bare arse. Get it?
Have you got any images of close-up fart box? Because it's going to change how I feel about that clip, Cusey.
Smelly whore.
So, have you kind of get an idea of what he may or may not be on at this time?
He's too lucid for something like ecstasy. I don't know. I should for once go ladies first. What do you think, Lemmy?
I'm thinking cocaine.
Okay.
Hmm.
It seems like it's usually cocaine, but. He's very flirtatious with that girl. Do you think that he'd already fucked her at some point before this, Husey?
Well, the famous thing about Oasis is that Noel put a lot of his money into a mansion in London called Supernova Heights that was used for massive drug parties and orgies. Oh. So he probably did shag her, and even looking at her back then, still would. So there you go.
Yeah. So.
But what we're going to do, we're going to go to a full-on part two with the interview. So this is now not only after Noel has turned up and signed into this completely legitimate hotel. Now we've got him where he's going to join in the interview. So he's had a break to relax, go over his... Should we say snacks? And We're going to see part two of Nolly G doing this interview. So this is great stuff. This is, I can actually vividly remember this as a kid watching this, because even I can tell back then that this guy was
checking in for some pampering at Hotel Babylon's Health Week is a man who's hardly had any spare time for himself since his band Oasis exploded onto the global music scene almost 2 years ago with their first single Supersonic. He's the brains behind the band, who is to the 90s what the Beatles were to the 60s. It is, of course, Noel Gallagher. Welcome to Hotel Babylon.
Hello. Hello.
Now, Mustafa, very nervous. No, because they're a bit worried that you're going to throw a TV out the window or something.
I haven't seen any TVs here, actually. I can find one though, come on.
Well, it's Health Week, so we've probably taken it out of your room and put some weights in there or something. Or a Stairmaster.
What's one of them?
It's something you get on and you just move your legs around.
All right, right, yeah.
No, no,
it usually costs me about 350 quid to get in that state. That's nice.
It's check for potential violations.
Who is that?
Almost you guys Tom Myers.
No, you and your brother always argue, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you still have physical fights?
No, not really. The last time we had a physical fight was in March or May. And we haven't done since because...
Who won?
I did. He claims it's because he was drunk, but I claim that I won because I had a cricket bat now.
I'm not surprised.
Well, yeah, sure. And all they had was a bunch of keys, so there you go. Always carry a cricket bat, kids.
Backstory to that is they were recording their second album. Liam was pissed off that Noel was singing a song called Don't Look Back in Anger. So he went off to the local pub, got really hammered, and came back with like 40 people. So Liam and Noel got into a huge fight, and there just happened to be a cricket bat lying on the floor. They both seen it. Noel got to it first and cracked Liam over the head with it. So that is the story of that fight. But let's get back to the interview.
Tell everyone what you got for Christmas.
I got a Rolls Royce.
There's one downfall though, isn't there? No.
There is one downfall. Can't actually drive. I haven't actually got a driving license.
That causes a few problems.
I don't even know what petrol is. I don't know. It's just.
So what are you going to do with it? Just leave it outside your house.
I sit in it every day when I go up and use the phone inside to phone my mum. Just sit on the couch, you know, in the back, just sit there and listen to the radio.
It's like a couch.
Of course it is. Yeah. It's like your front room on wheels.
So do you write any songs about your mum or for your mum?
Live forever, sort of about my mum. Regardless of what you might have heard from anybody else, it's about my mother.
Very good song. Anyway, I'll sing it to you afterwards, Lemmy.
It's me the best, because that would only be natural for a mother to love a son like me. Better than
the natural decision.
Yeah, better than William.
What's it like having loads of money now?
It's all right.
Are you the richest out of the rest of the band?
Of course I am. I write all the fucking songs.
Are they all jealous of you? Do you get into some fights?
No, I don't know whether... No, they're not jealous, no.
They're like, just give us some money.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do all the work, so it's only right that I should get the most money for it, because and plus I'm the most handsome.
So next year?
Next year, I hope to get rid of...
Or this year?
This year. I hope to get a stalker or two, because... I don't believe that you've not actually arrived until you have a stalker.
Wish you the best of luck for
Thank
this
you very
year.
Much. Thanks.
And I'll see you later on.
Bye bye.
If you need anything, give me a shout.
I will do.
All right.
See you later.
See you now. Ta-da.
On booking.com.
All right, fuck booking.com. Christian, what did you get the vibe there that Noel Gallagher may have been enjoying with his newfound fame?
I'm not sure what year that was specifically, I would say Viagra or some kind of ED pill. I've never seen him be so sure that at some point the person he's talking to will be completely naked, going ass to mouth. So I think it's some kind of erectile enhancement. And by the way, was she calling him fat in the beginning? Saying, you're not going to have a TV, but maybe you should have a Stairmaster. I feel like that's her game. She's like, I'm going to insult him, so then he really wants to give it to me.
That is a good point. Speaking of ass to mouth, Lemmy, why don't you go into vast detail and tell us what that's like?
No.
Having a quick wank.
But why don't you at least give us details into what those actions would be?
Have you ever seen the movie Human Centipede? It's kind of like that.
Let me ask Husey a different way. Have you ever seen the movie Human Centipede while you've left your pants on?
Well, swallowed it. So there you go. So based on that interview, Lemmy, what drug do you think that Noel Gallagher was on?
It's kind of hard to tell. He seemed kind of down. He seemed really depressed. And Potsy, or Patrick said in the chat, he said he just seems lucid. So I'm just going to guess he's hungover. I don't think he's on drugs. I think he's just hungover.
Oh, no, no. He was on drugs.
Damn.
You know, that. But Noel, of course, infamous for his live press conferences. This was taken at an awards show, right? So, oh, for fuck's sake. So, Noel was... Oasis were famous for going to these press conferences, and they would get really fucked up, like, because they weren't taking it seriously. They just wanted to go there and have a night out and a party. And they would sit there and get completely fucking wasted, and it was amazing. At this particular event, Michael Hutchence from NXS, Noel roasted him to his face on the mic so badly that a few weeks later, Michael Hutchence, choked his chicken, and then the chicken choked back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got that one-way ticket to Greenland. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, let's just say that he came and went at the same time. Yeah!
That is how I want to go, Husey. Let everyone know.
Hell yeah. No. So, see if you can guess what Noel is on at this one, Lemmy.
Can I get me a chair?
Okay, I've got two mics
here. Can you raise
your hands and we'll get going quickly? Lady,
can
you let things? Five, no, big breakfast. Can you tell us what shy lights are all about? Come on, man. Next, you wearing the leather jacket there? You can pass the microphone quickly, Seb. You look like he's in a bra. That brings me to my question. Now that take that spread up, do you think it's the end of manufactured boy bands? Do you think Oasis will take the crown as the best British group?
Yeah, of course, we're a manufactured boss, man.
Lady at the front end of the strap jacket, what one word have you got to say to Blur?
Here you go. Good start, Lily.
Bye then.
Hello.
No, it's
on another nice TV. I know you, I'm not speaking to you.
Good, okay. Is there a penalty on Sunday?
I'm not chancellor, the referee is cheating. Is this going on TV?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'll say to that referee, if you're watching, the lads on the case are fucking winners.
Do you have the comments here?
No, from the net on Radio 1, which of your three awards is most important to you?
I just gotta say that those are some dilated fucking pupils. Like he's fucking loving it, and not that I'm speaking from experience, but I'm speaking from experience that says that when you're on it, it actually feels good to move your face. So he's chewing the fuck out of that gum as well. Like that's that's just some eating, Lemmy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Hurry up and suck my dick!
I'm gonna guess ecstasy.
The one who wrote it for my fans means a lot. Anything that's wrote for my fans is special. Anything that's wrote for my idiots, corporate.
He is going to town on that gum.
One last question, sorry, I'll special my idiots. No! No, no. How's it feel to clean up with the bricks?
Didn't really clean up, did I?
Yeah. Well, you sort of did.
Well, we got three. We should have had six.
What do you think you can put each amount on that brick
pot? It supports your brick in it.
It is for the back balance, yeah. This is important for the roll checks.
Okay, so we've got to go on a really tight schedule.
Oh, no, I'm not having it. I'm not going to
wait. More questions, more questions. Go on.
You think you can teach America that Britpop?
Shut up,
you. What do you think you can teach America that Britpop?
Everything. We're not part of Britain. What's more important to you? Winning awards in Britain? Sorry. Winning awards in Britain or making it abroad? Making good music is what's important, mate. We're not asked about going and conquering America. People in America buy records, it's the same as people in Israel buying records, isn't it? Not that, man. It's just part of the good.
But they make you richer, there's more.
Do we still want Israel buying records today, or is that not allowed anymore, Lemmy?
I have no idea what's going on in Israel right now. I'm staying out of that.
Excellent. What do you think, Christian?
I believe what the answer Husey was looking for, they can buy records only if they throw them at Palestinians.
There we go.
Love them.
I don't know, Ben. Representing the whole of Wales. Now, what do you think contributed to winning all these awards? Was it for the start, I think the Romans should have built a fucking wall around Wales and kept it all in there. Final press conference, we're just running against the curfew, which is why I'm so tight on time. Let's enjoy the press conference. There's one of the outstanding achievements. This is David Bowie.
And that's where that one ends. What did you think of the size of those eyes, Lemmy?
Like saucepans, man. I know he's got like green or blue eyes or some shit, but they look darker than mine.
Yeah. Christian, you're a notorious party animal yourself at these award shows. What do you think he was under the influence of there?
Well, if it was today, I'd say he had some prescription gummies like everyone has here in L.A., including my kids. But because this is the 90s, early 2000s, I think he didn't go all in, but I believe that there was some ecstasy ingested in recent memory before that.
Yeah, the correct answer is... He was completely off his fucking tits. And that award ceremony, it's online, where Michael Jackson was there that night. And he performed and he was doing Earth Song or whatever the fuck it's called. So he was doing this Jesus thing. So somebody else ran up on stage and pulled their arse out right beside him. And it was hilarious. And his security tried to kick the shit out of him. But there you go.
You know, I know we already referenced him in an earlier clip, but if Michael Jackson and Jimmy Savile ran into each other, do you think they'd have anything that they'd want to talk about? Any common interests or not really?
I think they'd talk about their favorite film, Three Men and a Little Lady, but not the Ted Danson one. It would be one off the dark web. So we're going to America now, Lemmy. The US of A. Have you ever wanted to go there, Lemmy?
Never.
Well, I'm with Lemmy.
Right. Well, this is Liam. And this was in the 90s. This is around when their third album was on tour and they're massive. This is happening with CNN. See if you can subtly guess what Liam's on by watching this one.
The leaders of rock and roll's new British invasion, Oasis, continue to ruffle feathers wherever they go. When the band from Manchester, England, recently visited New York, brothers Noel and Liam Gallagher were at their boastful best, despite hints that Oasis may be over in America. Mark Shearer reports.
I'm not finished yet, mate.
He was just beginning.
No, let's get it right. I never said we were going to be bigger than the Beatles. I don't want to be bigger than the Beatles. You know, I said we're going to be as important as the Beatles in this day and age.
But sagging U.S. sales figures suggest the new album, Be Here Now, might not sustain the band's popularity.
Do you know what I mean? It's a great f***ing song. It's getting better, man. All around the world, don't go away. Come on, of course we're the girl in the dirty shirt. Can we sustain that? Of course we can f***ing sustain it. We do that in our sleep.
Liam rejects the impression some have of a band that shoots itself in the foot when not shooting off its mouth.
If we've shot ourselves in the foot, why the f*** are you talking to me? You want me big time.
Yeah, not me personally.
But... not you personally, no, but CNN wants it.
That is quite the image. Lemmy, what do you think old Liam was on there?
I think he was on cocaine, but I think he was on angry cocaine.
Yeah, he was fucking, like, fucked. Christian, what do you think Liam was on there?
You do usually have to pay extra for the angry cocaine.
From Oasis.
You know, Lemmy... is definitely onto something. The one that makes you happy is actually a lot cheaper. I think that it's a unique speedball of cocaine and HGH, human growth hormone. I think that's why he wants to fight. And granted, you know, he probably always wants to fight, but it seemed like it wouldn't have taken much for him to actually throw a punch. So I think half cocaine, half HGH.
Yeah, Lemmy, what's angry cocaine? I forgot to ask.
It's just when you do cocaine and you think you're going to have a good time and then somebody pops off at the mouth or some shit you don't like and then you just get really angry and it just ruins your buzz and then you're fast and angry at the same time.
So any cocaine can be angry. What?
Cocaine.
Yeah. If you want the specific answer, Husey, you should ask your friend Aaron, the one you talked to about boxing. He might know.
Fucking peck a sugger.
Yeah, well, I would say the quite obvious answer to what Liam was on in that interview was, of course, he was completely fucked. And it's just the fact that you could visibly see him get the drip, allegedly, not that I know what that's like, where you could see it hit the back of his throat and actually goes, and he goes, "You want me on CNN or whatever the fuck." Like, it's just brilliant. Like, that is a guy having the time of his life. But we have now come to the last clip. And this is one of the more infamous ones. Fuck's sake, did that play? So this is way back when Oasis had just started off. This is Noel being interviewed at a thing called the Brat Awards. And this sort of became infamous way back in the day that... they tried to erase it from YouTube. I had to find it today in a Facebook fan group. So the picture quality is shite, but Noel is completely fucked, and it's hilarious. So let's see if you can guess what Noel Gallagher is on here.
From Alaska. And hello, this is Noel from Oasis.
Hello.
Like, look at that face to start off with.
Hello.
Like, you can already tell that he's completely cunted.
This is Noel from Oasis.
Hello.
And I'm Donna from Alaska. And I just want to know how Oasis feel about winning the amount of awards they did tonight. How do you feel about it, Noel?
We're quite pleased. Quite pleased that...
You're quite pleased. Don't you feel that... I mean, it was you and Blur this year, really. Do you feel you did well? You've held your own and you put out a good album?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that any award that we win, which is voted by the readers or the listeners of any magazine or radio station, is voted for by the kids. So all our awards are voted for by the kids, so we've got nothing to say about it apart from thank you very much.
Yeah, but you won awards from the Enemy as well. How do you feel about that, about the Enemy voting you, you know, good, best new band, things like that? Do you feel really good about that?
Well, it was no contest, really. I mean, who else is going to win it? PJ and Duncan? I mean, no.
He is loving the vibrations coming out of his face. I just want to go back to that little bit there. Like, you know.
What do you think about... What do you think about your brother Liam saying about he's glad that other bands didn't win the award? Did that piss you off a bit?
Yes.
That didn't annoy you? Why does that annoy you?
Well, I mean, there's no point in it. I mean, music is not a contest. Stuff like this is not a contest. It's not who's best.
Don't you think it's a competition at all? Don't you think that there's a...
Listen, right, you know, it's like, we sell X amount of albums, we sell X amount of singles. Stuff like this is not a contest. Whether Blur win more awards than us, or whether you win any, or we win any, it's not a contest, and it's just... You know what I mean?
Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun? A fun competition.
You.
It's like his fucking head is full of air, and it's slowly starting to seep out. I love this.
You try telling that to somebody who's gone out on a Wednesday morning in the pouring rain to put their vote in a post box, whether it's fun, and it ain't fun, right? But there's not... You can't come here and slag other bands off, because we're all... Listen,
Why not?
Because you can't, because we're all now trying to take, right? It's all about America, right? And it's like...
Britain has come back. This is Britain coming back. Do you think the music scene...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
music scene in Britain is really good at the moment. Do you feel really, really chuffed about that?
Absolutely. 1994 has been the best year.
And, of course, the best band in Britain at the time were actually Irish, so...
What about 95?
The Pogues?
95 is going to be...
Even better than the Pogues.
Yeah, better year. And 1996 is where we just take it over.
Do you think the excitement in Britain at the moment is what is keeping all these bands coming out? Is what's making everything happen?
Right, I'll be honest with you now. I think that my band, in particular, are the greatest band in this country. Right?
What about other British bands?
Which is what I'm going to say, if you let me finish. I'm going to say, right, I think my band in particular are the greatest band in this country, but I think that England and Britain now has at least a...
Cunt Town, by the way.
...dozen really, really, really great songwriting bands in this country. And we are going to go, and we're going to invade America, and we're going to say to them, who invented your language? We did. And, like... Who made you realise...
Yes, Noel, never mind about that.
Who made you realise what your music was? We did, and we're coming to take your children.
Is that good enough?
Yeah, you, that's right, you do what the man tells you, you bitch woman. Yeah, fucking whore.
Nothing like a nice vagina.
Lemmy, what did you think Noel was on in that interview there?
Well, every time he seemed to be drunk, he was on ecstasy. So I'm going to guess ecstasy.
Yeah. Christian, Notorious Party Animal, there is a video of you on your YouTube channel singing I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss, and you are visibly under the influence, you savage. Plus, you dropped the N-word at the end of it, which I thought was really inappropriate at the time. It was a funeral.
But not that N-word. It's the other N-word.
Yeah, one of the bad N-words.
Yeah, you know, it depends on what neighborhood you're in. The neighborhood I'm in right now, it's a bad one. But the most compelling takeaway of that clip is how annoying Donna from Elastica is. Could she shut up for like a second? Just one second.
Yeah, we're trying to hear Noel talk, you cunt.
I like to keep my guesses different and interesting, so I'm going to say nitrous oxide. Like he had the little Dennis Hopper mask, and he breathed really deep before that.
It was quite obvious. No, but in the comments here by Mr. Blue Sky, 94 was a great year for music. He said, yes, it was, because Nirvana ended. And Nirvana. They didn't last very long. Do you know that, what color Kurt Cobain's eyes were, Lemmy?
Nope.
They were blue. One blew this way, the other one blew that way. And you know what I'm talking about? We're all having a good time making fun of that guy. Where's the joke? There you go. I think we can all agree by watching this that Oasis is the greatest fucking band of all time. Lemmy?
Sure, yep.
Yeah, I mean, they actually, because it's not only that they lived the life, they were honest about it, and everybody was hiding it behind closed doors, but then they go on the behind the music, and they're going, oh, my drugs, hell. I was getting fucked up all the time, and I had to live a life of a secret, whereas Oasis were going on TV, talking about it. They even used to have cigarettes and alcohol is about taking cocaine.
Hey, 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 snowflake.
I don't know if it ever aired, but my understanding is that when they did MTV Unplugged, Liam got so mad that Noel did the songs by himself, and Liam just kept chucking beer bottles at him from the balcony. But I don't know if they ever actually broadcast that.
Yeah, no, you can actually see it online. It's a famous story, Lemmy, where they had rehearsed an Unplugged at a big concert hall. And as they're walking to the stage, Liam said his throat was too sore. That he couldn't do it. So I think it was going out live in the UK. So Noel had to take over, and Liam ran up to the booth at the side and was heckling him the whole time, shouting, going, fucking rubbish! it was hilarious, and it's televised, and it all kinds of shit. Mr. Blue Sky says, the Beatles still, but Oasis is awesome too. Oasis is better than the Beatles. There you go. Christian, we are in a week of a big superhero release, so everyone will be waiting for your review of that. Where can we find your review, baby, which will, of course, be linked and plugged down below?
Yeah, you can find me at the Blattcast, Bladtcast. And yes, I'm seeing Superman tonight, actually. So very excited to see what all the buzz is about and see if I believe a man can fly. And, of course, who are these broadcasters? Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. If you missed it, we did our 100th episode a couple weeks ago, and it was amazing. All the reaction has been positive. Everybody loved the special guest that we had on, and there have been no notes from anyone. The show is bigger and better than ever, so please check it out.
And, of course, Lemmy, the star of the show, this lady.
Hey, Lemmy, it's Tony from The Dark Knight Rises. Shout out to my good friend Christian Bale. His mother was asking for it. English people, am I right? Anyway, Lemmy, just wanted to say, great milkers. Last time I seen a set of redneck jugs like that, two hillbillies were blowing into them. I wish I was Irish. I wish I had a home cinema. Husey has both. Gagia! Alright, fuck you, Husey, for making me do a 24-hour cameo when I'm sick. I hate you so much.
It was nice of Tony to pop in to say hello. Speaking of popping in, Lemmy, what plugs do you have?
I'm on Twitch and YouTube. Just look up Little Lemmy and you'll find me.
And the social media?
It's about it. Twitter, Instagram, you'll find me there too.
Yeah.
Oh, she took it up the ass!
Well, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I got that 99 super sticker, so life is good right now. Going to see Oasis next month. I'm shitting it. I just realized I can hear an echo this whole time. Too late. Let's start over. Thank you for coming on. Thank you, everybody, watching me at the end with the big wave. Bye-bye.
And
And if you leave me now, you take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go.
Okay, thank you, Christian, and thank you, Lemmy. And I think it's fair to say that Lemmy's got a better duo than the Gallaghers. Hey-o! But there you go. Not too sure what's coming up next. I'm going to try to get a couple of recordings done during July, because August I'm going to be very busy, of course, with endless anxiety attacks and Oasis and all kinds of stuff. That's something for everyone to look forward to, right? Right. So, thank you for listening. Thank you, Liam and Noel, for getting back together. And it is Susie. Bye-bye.
Looking for something new? Try fencing, the Olympic and Paralympic sport that mixes speed, strategy, and fun. It's like chess meets cardio. Quick feet, quick decisions, and a satisfying beep when you score a point. Kids, teens, and adults can start anytime. No experience needed, and many clubs have loaner gear. Coaches teach fundamentals and safety from day one. Find a beginner class near you at usafencing.org/tryfencing. That's usafencing.org/tryfencing.